After months of hype, an unorthodox public offering, an SEC inquiry, and a big reduction in price, shares of Google finally started trading on the NASDAQ stock market today. And it was smooth sailing. Ticker symbol GOOG ended the day up at just over $100 a share. Here's NPR's Laura Seidel.
Before the markets opened today, Adam Weissman made his prediction on what would happen to Google's stock on its first day. Weissman is a trader with American Technology Research.
At those prices, I think it's probably flat to up.
Well, when you're right, you're right. Within an hour of its debut, the stock was up from its $85 offering price. Several weeks back, Google had set a price of $108 to $135 a share in its unconventional Dutch auction. The auction was meant to open up the bidding to individual investors. However, the technology market weakened, and yesterday the company had to drop its bid price to $85 a share. The right move, says Weissman.
Clearly, they priced it at a point where they were going to make sure that this worked, seeing the demand that they had for it, so... Look, it's certainly good for everybody. It's good for the company. It's finally done. It's good for the investors. Everybody should be happy.
Well, perhaps. Those who bid on shares in the Dutch auction were only given about three-quarters of the shares they requested. A smart move, says John Fitzgibbon, a columnist for the online IPO magazine 123 Jump.
They allocated 74% to you as the buyer. Now, if you wanted the full commitment, if you're looking for 100 shares, you got 74 shares. You want to make 100 shares, buy it in the aftermarket.
Fitzgibbon thinks that strategy helped create stock market demand. People who wanted to buy extra shares to fill out their portfolio drove the stock price up right away. Regardless of how the company did it, some Google observers declared today's IPO a success. Although the company ruffled some feathers on Wall Street when it chose to use the Dutch auction process, others might try it, says Josh Jaffe of The Deal magazine.
It shows that the fact that Google took an unusual route to the public markets didn't matter, and that you can still succeed if you buck the trends of a traditional IPO format and do something that's a little more democratic.
Not everyone agrees with Jaffe's assessment. The turbulent road to today's IPO has left a bad taste in some mouths, says Christopher Bagini, an analyst with Gartmore Global Investments. The iconoclastic founders refused to make the usual rounds to talk up the stock to investors. Then they ran into regulatory problems. For example, an interview the founders did with Playboy magazine may have violated the enforced quiet period before an IPO.
And those are certainly things that do not have to happen, whether you're doing a Dutch auction or not. But I think, unfortunately, the Dutch auction probably got a little bit of a black eye based on Google's mistakes.
But from a trader's perspective, it was a good day, says Adam Weissman, who says he had a fair amount of bids on the Google stock.
I think it's a pleasant surprise for a lot of people who, you know, this has been obviously a very watched IPO the most of the year, and I think it's a pleasant surprise how it's traded today.
Some investors took a pass on Google because they fear that a company that only has one service, a search engine, could eventually be overtaken by competition. And there are still some issues to be settled in the future around the Google IPO. The SEC has opened an investigation into unregistered options and stocks the company offered before announcing the IPO. And there is the matter of the Playboy interview. But at the end of the day, founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page could at last call themselves billionaires. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.